Harry and Kennedy.
Sister Bet, come. You resemble my sister proper. Oh, me, I just say you be my sister. Oh, what's your name?
I'm Juliana.
Juliana. Oh, only your voice.
I want my
Shinoke, onyang mele.
do. Bishop since they bought me, I never been with my mother before. What you will say you want house? Oh, now so rent me and they pay. Look on my head and grow. Why did they make so? Hey, now I won't give you my heart, oh. And not be a monetary affair with the talk about. I beg you.
A very sweet high life start to the night with one of the biggest bands in 70s Ghana, A.B. Krenzel and Sweet Talks with Juliana, a band that started out life as the Eldorados. You might remember their Kusum Beat album being re-released on Soundway a couple of years ago, but that comes from a new rough guide to high life, the sound that originated in early 20th century Ghana and Sierra Leone. There's a great range of stuff on this collection, including a very early Fela Kuti showing his high life roots, so I'll play something else from that rough guide before the end of tonight's show. This is World on Three with me, Mary-Ann Kennedy, where my guests tonight in session are legends in their own right. American banjo maestro Bela Fleck, and from Mali, the songbird of Wasulu, Oumou Sangaré. They met first during Bela's travels in search of the African roots of the banjo, and the collaboration has continued since. And let's carry on then with the new releases. In the Sahara, you'll maybe remember the Songs for Desert Refugees album I played a couple of weeks ago, with all the big names from the nomadic Tuareg music world coming together to highlight the collateral damage on people's lives brought about by the ongoing conflict in northern Mali. One of the bands contributing to the album was Terracaft, closely connected to the daddies of them all, Tenariwen, and generally regarded, I suppose, as the next in line in that desert rock scene. Their new album is called Kel Tamashek, dedicated to the Tamashek people and their ongoing struggles and privations. This track is called Awa Adunya. These people love each grain of their land. I've seen their graves. Tell those who remain it's time to change, or they too will disappear.
Você é um barato, terrivelmente feminina. Com você eu faço um trato de comunhão de bem, um trato de comunhão de bem. O negócio é o seguinte: você é minha e eu sou seu também. Fraco se arrebenta, quem não pode sair da frente, quem é forte se aguenta, mas quem ama se dá bem. Eu quero ela, eu quero ela, eu quero ela. Eu quero ela, eu quero ela, eu quero ela. Rita Gil, sujeita, você é um barato, terrivelmente feminina. Com você eu faço um trato de comunhão de bem, um trato de comunhão de bem. O negócio é o seguinte: você é minha e eu sou seu também. Fraco se arrebenta, quem não pode sai da frente, quem é forte se aguenta, mas quem ama se dá bem. Eu quero ela, eu quero ela, eu quero ela. Eu quero ela, eu quero ela, eu quero ela.
Rita Jeep from the man who gave us Mascanara, No Way, and who famously and successfully took Rod Stewart to court over the similarity between it and Rod's hit Do You Think I'm Sexy. Georgia Benn takes his turn in the Ras Records Definitive Collection series with a double album collection that doesn't quite go back to his beginnings as a pandeira player in his local church choir, but which nevertheless covers a goodly span of his career, showing why he's not only a star in his own right and covered by folks such as Al Jarreau and Ella Fitzgerald, but also the most sampled Brazilian artist in history. Even if you had no clue as to who he was, you'd still be able to sing that great carnival vocal hook from Mascanada. Before that was Terra Kaft's new album, produced by Justin Adams and released on World Village in 2 weeks' time. You're listening to Mary-Anne Kennedy and World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. And my guests in session are something of a stellar duo from different musical worlds, but with common roots. 7 years ago, banjo player Bela Fleck made a very personal musical journey in search of his instrument's African roots. And one of the artists, he says, drew him most of all to West Africa was Malian songstress Umu Sangare. The musical connection obviously clicked and they've gone on to perform regularly live. I'm delighted they've been able to join us with their band on this visit to the UK as part of their European tour. And they're all going to start out with a very groovy Mogo Kele.
Thank you.
That was Mogo Kele, and I'm so happy to be sharing the studio this evening with Bela Fleck and Umu Sangare and their band in London, playing for a couple of nights as part of their European tour. First of all, Bela, would you just remind us about that particular pilgrimage that you took, 7 years ago now?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think the first thing is that the banjo comes from Africa, and a lot of us have forgotten about that. So I really wanted to go to Africa and play banjo with musicians in Africa and do some research about the banjo. But also, I was smitten by the music of one Umu Sangare, and I just could hear myself playing with her. So I begged her, and she allowed me to play with her. And then she hosted me in Mali and introduced me to a lot of the great musicians there.
Watching you in the documentary, Throw Down Your Heart, and watching you work together and working with all the different musicians that you met over there, it's very much not a background role, but a kind of being invited in role almost that we see you playing.
Exactly. I mean, you have to have good manners, you know, you're there to appreciate these people, but I was also there to contribute. So I was finding the balance. Trying to find the balance was actually the key to the whole thing, was not coming in and being aggressive, you know, because I don't like to do that anyway. That's not how I like to play music. I like to interact with people in a natural way. And then because there was so much new music to me, just sitting and listening to it was the best way for me to try to imagine my role in it. And then when it was time for me to play something, I had a better sense of what to try.
Umu, what did you think of Bela's journey, his project, back at the very beginning when you first met?
Quand j'ai rencontré Bela réellement, je me suis pas rendu compte de sa grandeur. Mais quand il a joué le banjo devant moi, j'ai dit waouh, ça, ce son est très spécial, c'est très proche du Nguni. C'est très proche du rythme traditionnel. On peut faire quelque chose.
When we first met Bela, she didn't realise how important it was about his reputation when he first came along. But when she heard him play, when Umu heard him play, it was, wow, this is fantastic. He completely got into the rhythms and got into the culture.
Le son était très différent de guitare. Et donc, je dis, wow, ça, j'aime ça. Tu vois? Et je dis, on peut faire quelque chose ensemble avec ça. Et il m'a demandé de faire, on a essayé Yorolène, et puis paf, c'est parti.
When Uma first heard Béla play, she thought, it's not the guitar. This is something very different. This is something I can really relate to. And the moment she heard him, she thought, yes, we could work together. But then, in fact, you did. Béla did come along and ask her to work together. And she thought, wow, there could be a good collaboration here. Mm-hmm. It would work very, very well together.
Yes. And you mentioned one very special song, Yorolène. We will hear it a little later on, but we're going to hear you playing something different just now. Tell me a little bit, one of you, about Kunadia.
Well, you better tell about it, because I don't know what you're singing about. No. All I know is it's a grooving tune.
Ouais, Kunadia, c'est le titre de mon tout dernier album, Seiya.
It's the title of her album.
Et Kunadia, dans un bon français, c'est bonne étoile.
Kunadia means a beautiful star.
Voilà, parce que comme Dieu donne pas ça à tout le monde, le bon Dieu donne pas ça à tout le monde, si il te donne, il God faut savoir le partager.
God doesn't give this to everybody. But if he does give it to you, you need to share it.
Yeah.
As you're doing tonight. So let's listen.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks so much to Umu Sangare and Bela Fleck playing live here on World on 3 tonight. The band with them this evening are Will Calhoun on percussion, Benogo Jakiti on Kamal Ngoni, Alioune Wade on bass and Danjo Sidibe on backing vocals. Now, of all the Buena Vista-related albums over the years, I have to say that my absolute favourite was the 50s Havana style of Ray Cooder and Manuel Galban. Twanguero was the word they came up with in the absence of anything suitably concise in English or Spanish. Galban, star guitarist with the truly wonderful 60s Cuban doo-wop band Los Zafiros, didn't actually join the Buena Vistas until after the success of the first album, but he was very much part of the scene and featured on many of the solo albums with the likes of Ibrahim Ferrer and Omara Portuondo. This new recording from last summer was to be his swan song. He died of a heart attack in July of last year at the age of 80. And it's something of a distillation of a lifetime's music, friends and influences. 12 tracks of 1,000 possibles, as the man himself said. Here he is, not backing as elsewhere on the album, but out front with Alma de Roca. Thank you. thrown by the bull again. Virginians Furnace Mountain, who count old-time fiddler Bruce Molsky and none other than the Coen brothers amongst their fans. They've even been screen-tested for the next movie. That came from their brand new album, The Road to Berryville, and their road schedule in 2013 has a big chunk set aside already for a return to the UK. You're listening to World on Three with me, Mary-Anne Kennedy, and it's time to welcome back Umu Sangare and Béla Fleck with their band playing our live session tonight. And they're going to carry on here with a very intricate Donso.
Fasriki sale non tra la nie bari sangare bari bari sangare bari siro juan bari la rojo ne wolo fabre la saya e bella to yo kuma ke saya mangbele fo jombengo
siso yaso anko
ntolo kano ntolo sama fana mu kano tawana
We have Bela Fleck and Umu Sangare and their band playing live for us in session here on World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy. That was Donso, the next track in the session. And Bela, if you don't mind me saying so,
yeah.
I think you need to be something of a mathematician to work your way through that one.
Well, that was an interesting experience because I never heard the song before today, just before we played it. So, which was very cruel, by the way, Umu.
That was the word going through my head.
But I felt like I was back in Africa again, learning these things and filming them on the spot. It was a lot of fun.
Watching the documentary, I had another look at it before you guys were coming in for the session tonight. And it struck me, watching you play with people like Baseko Kuyati, that there was actually a very physical connection as well. Stylistically, the playing in some situations is very close to banjo styles back home.
Especially Baseko. I mean, Baseko is, we're very similar in a lot of ways. He listens, he reacts. He's like a jazz musician or some of the more modern bluegrass musicians. And not only that, he's been to the United States and he's familiar with banjo music. So he was the only person I met on the whole trip, 5 weeks in Africa, that actually knew my music. So when we started to play, we couldn't play any wrong notes. We just went and we could play for 20 minutes and never stop and everything would be good. And it was really interesting. And his instrument is the most like the banjo of anything, the Ngoni.
The Ngoni.
Yeah.
And it strikes me with the two of you as well that there's something of the boundary breaker in both of you. You've spent a lot of your musical life working against that sort of white southern stereotype of the banjo. And Umu, your life, not just in music, but in life, is about breaking down boundaries and preconceptions. And is there a level on which you understand each other beyond just the musical, a kind of kindred spirit thing?
Ouais, parce que je parle pas beaucoup l'anglais, Bella parle pas français, donc on se communique, mais on se comprend très bien. C'est la musique qui est cette langue qui nous permet de dialoguer.
Oh, he says because I don't speak very good English and because Bella doesn't appear to have much French.
None.
It is it is the music that is the language, and they understand each other fantastically well.
Mais on se parle tout le temps.
And we're talking to each other
every
all the time.
We talk every time.
All the time.
Et puis on se comprend très
bien.
We
understand each other very, very well.
Yeah, I think we have a common bond in that I think we're both trying to do music that is meaningful to us and other people. And we're also trying to do good things with the music, you know, use that music as a way to do good things as well. So, I mean, I could play banjo for all these years and but going to Africa and helping break down the preconceptions about the banjo is one of the best things I could do. It's way better than, like, people applauding for my playing or something like that. And so I see Umu always doing things with her music and doing things outside of the music. But her music is the reason that she's allowed to do all of that. So I think that we're similar about that. I'm trying to figure out how to use the power that we're given because of our music in a good way.
What was the response back home for you when you came back initially from your travels and said categorically the roots of the banjo are in Africa?
Oh, well, a lot of people just didn't know. They were just surprised, which doesn't make much sense to me, but that's kind of why I did it, because that's what I was hearing. Nobody seemed to know. Yeah, it's really odd how an instrument that started in Africa became connected to the white South. Now, the music that the white South has created is some of the greatest music in the world, so that's the other side of it. But I just think it all should be celebrated, you know, and we shouldn't forget where things come from And I think, you know, one of the cool things about America is the way different cultures come together and combine. And amazing things can happen that don't happen in a lot of other places. And this is a great example of it.
Talking of where you come from, Umu, we can't have you here without asking how things are back home at the moment with the troubles up in the north of the country.
Ouais, ce qui se passe dans le nord de mon pays est terrible.
What's happening in the north is terrible.
Parce que mon pays est divisé en deux.
Because my country is divided into two.
Et je suis très déçue par la situation.
I'm very disappointed and upset with the situation.
Je suis déçue par le comportement des politiciens.
I'm very upset with the way the politicians conduct
parce
things.
Que c'est pas le moment d'être divisé dans le pays.
It's not the time to be divided in.
Et ils sont très divisés.
And they're very divided.
Et je suis très déçue par le comportement des militaires.
And by the behavior and the way the military behave.
C'est la même chose, ils sont divisés aussi comme du jamais vu.
And they're divided like never before.
Parce que quand l'ennemi rentre dans un pays,
because when an enemy goes into a country,
à mon avis,
in my opinion,
tout le monde doit se donner la main.
Everybody must give each other their hand.
Pour parler une seule langage contre l'ennemi.
To speak one language against the enemy.
Voilà. Donc tout ce que je demande à mon pays, à des gens qui travaillent, à des politiciens, à des militaires, c'est de vraiment parler une seule langage.
What I ask of the military and of the politicians is to speak one language.
Pour récupérer le nord du Mali.
To recover the north of the country.
Les enfants, ils souffrent.
The children suffer, the small children.
Les femmes souffrent beaucoup.
The women suffer enormously.
Les gens du Mali, tout le monde, le Malien souffre quoi. Il faut qu'ils pensent
the
au
whole,
Mali.
All Malians, all people from Mali suffer. We must think of the people of Mali.
Okay.
Umu, thank you so much for that.
Merci
beaucoup. I think the last song you're going to sing for us is it's very appropriate in many ways. The worried songbird is singing for her children far away.
Merci beaucoup.
Umu, thank you so much. Bella, it's great to have you here.
Yeah, we loved it. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Jorole konuni Oh.
a perfect song for a songbird. Joro Len, the worried songbird. Thank you so much to Umu Sangare and Bella Fleck for a wonderful session here in Broadcasting House for World on 3, where you're listening to me, Marianne Kennedy. Next, the veritable doyenne of Scots song, Sheena Wellington. She's part of the Songs of Struggle celebration of Woody Guthrie and his legacy, taking place at the Edinburgh Fringe as part of the revamped Assembly Rooms acoustic music programme this year. Tonight's gig is repeated this Friday coming. Here she is with Adam McNaughton's hymn in praise of the travellers.
Ah, ken ye dinny like it last to winter here in toon? The scaldies always cry us, and they try to put us doon. And it's hard to rear three bairns in a single fully box room. But I'll tack ye on the road again when yeller's on the broom. When yeller's on the broom, when yeller's on the broom, I'll tack ye on the road again, when yeller's on the broom. The scaldies cry us tinkler dirt and sconsoor wains in school, but who cares what the scaldie thinks, for a scaldie's just a fool. He's never heard the Orland sang, or seen the flax in bloom, for they're aye cooped up in hooses, when yeller's on the broom. When yeller's on the broom, when yeller's on the broom, they're aye cooped up in hooses, when yeller's on the broom. Nae silver pegs or baskets now, so just to stay alive. I've had to work at scaldy jobs fae 9 o'clock to 5. But we canny man oor mester, and we own the world's room, and we'll bid farewell to Breechan when yeller's on the broom. When yeller's on the broom, when yeller's on the broom, we'll bid farewell to Breechan when yeller's on the broom. And I'm weary for the springtime when we tack the road in smear, to the plantain and the perlin and the berry fields o' Blair. When we meet up wi' oor kinfolk, fae a' the country roon, when the gang aboot folk tack the road, and yeller's on the broom, when yeller's on the broom, when yeller's on the broom, when the gang aboot folk tack the road, and yeller's on the broom.
In the east the fires are burning, spires of stone and steel, smokestack engine turning, wheel upon wheel. From a window, such a wonder, galaxies who've come to land. She sees stars and spells and spangles, sparklers in her hand. And the eyes of ages watch her tinsel so show, while hireling wages steal our dreams from our souls. In the fires are burning.
The lovely Karine Polwart with a foretaste of her new album Traces. That was Tinsel Show, inspired by the rather infernal image of the gargantuan BP petrochemical plant at Grangemouth, which dominates the landscape around that part of the Forth, all shiny chimneys, smoke and spewing flames. And a paradoxically magical image for a kid growing up in the Stirlingshire village of Banknock nearby. The album's out on her own Hegri label this Monday coming. Well, that's about it for tonight. Lopa Kotari is back next week when her guests in session will be the US-Brazilian band Nation Beat. Thanks again to Bela Fleck, Umu Sangri and the band for the session, to Nikki Barringer for translating for us, Martin Appleby and Mark Wilcox in the studio tonight, and to producer Roger Short as ever. You've been listening to Marianne Kennedy here on World on 3. And my final tracks are, first of all, a revisit to that Rough Guide to High Life, the opening track to the bonus CD celebrating the instrument known as the soul of high life, the sepruha, a cousin of the kora, you can hear in the hands of Balfakira Martin. And last up, a return to the Songs for Desert Refugees, which features many of the star bands of northeastern Mali, but also the venerable Tartit from the Timbuktu region, whose fragile and priceless mud-billed heritage is under threat from Islamist rebels. Good night.
Bye. Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3, and for this opening couple of hours, a visit to the 2011 Chopin and his Europe Music Festival in Warsaw, the festival's aim being to put Chopin in the context of his contemporaries and forebears. This recital with soprano Dorothee Mielz and pianist Nelson Gerner is mostly devoted to song, so Lieder by Schubert, Mozart and Beethoven, as well as Chopin and his countryman Moniuszko, the songs themselves familiar and unfamiliar familiar. And at regular points throughout the recital, Nelson Gurner also goes solo in the handful of Chopin nocturnes. In fact, that's the way the recital opens. This is the Nocturne, Opus 27, number 2.
Thank you.
Chopin's Nocturne No. 8 in D-flat, played there by Nelson Gerner. Soprano Dorothea Mielz joins him now for the first of the songs, Mozart's Die Abendempfindung, Evening Sentiments. It's one of his most famous songs and it reflects on mortality. Evening falls and the curtain of life comes. The poet then invites his friends to weep over the grave, for the tears will form the pearls in a heavenly crown.